Ma'amadavad Amadalav Mesefes Trumas, Perek Shishi Halacha Gimel.
Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says that when you're Mishalmim, when you're paying back for eating Truma for Shogid, and you have to pay back something which is going to become Truma, it can even be Mimin Amin She'en Omina. So in other words, if you eat one type of thing, the important thing over here is not that you're paying back what it is that you ate. If you're paying back something that's Roy Miyos Kodesh. If you're paying back another species, as long as it's worth the same thing, it should be okay. As long as you're paying with something of better quality than what you ate, you're certainly not doing anything wrong. On the contrary, now, the truth is there's a machlokas as to whether one pays the volume of what he ate or the value of what he ate. Because remember, when it comes to Truma B'Shogeg, we don't look at it as a civil issue. It's a Truma issue.
Another
we're not talking about the ganav element. We're talking about the replacement of truma element. So the question, which is not discussed here, but which is discussed in the Bavli, the question is: so what's the difference? I mean, if you hold that you pay according to value, who cares what you pay back? I mean, why would he set the law of bracha? What's the difference whether it's been ayat ala ra ala ra ala yat? It's worth the same amount, right? And by definition, because otherwise you can't, it's not called paying back, if that's how we define paying back. So the Gemara answers that because he took something, the low cost sellers mean it, that buyers will not jump on to buy, it's harder to get rid of, and he's paying back in something that he can easily get rid of. So, but that's exactly. The value is the same. It's only a difference between the degrees. Rabbi Akiva on earth? Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no. You have to pay back the same need. So, you ate some Kishurin Arab Shriyas. Now, you can't pay back with Kishurin of Shriyas for any number of reasons. First of all, Kishurin of Shriyas is Hasker. And therefore, it's in a Roy Leos Truman. It has to be something which is Truman. Or because Kishurin of Shviyas are also seed anyway, because they're sweeping. So what would be the point of paying back sweeping? They're also. So what should you do? You have to wait until Matzah Shviyas. And you'll pay back with that? According to Rabbi Yezer, of course, we'll say, well, what's the problem? Instead of paying back with Kishurin, pay back with something better. I mean, give him fruit. It's not something to the Shviyas. But it's interesting that Mimokom Rebbe Eliezer may tell Misham Rebbe Akiva Bakumi. It's the same process that Rebbe Eliezer holds is a riot that you don't have to worry about what mean it is. But Rebbe Akiva says you do have to worry about what mean it is. Shneemar, v'natan lakohen et hakodesh. That was only for our kohen, I'm stressing it all. Kosher ra'ui liyot kodesh. He says, give him the kodesh. So, kodesh, anything that can be kodesh. Is that the whole point over here? Mm-hmm. Is that it should be shy of the truma? That's the revelatory answer. The Akiva says, no, the natan lakrein is hak kodesh. Which kodesh? Not what's going to be kodesh, but the kodesh ha'chal. Give him the same thing that you ate, so that now it becomes the truma. Okay, guys. Okay, so when you're saying you should pay for something better, so say achal yerek, shilem grogrot. You ate, let's say, some veggies. You're going to pay back now grogrot for dried figs. Or you ate grogrot, you're going to pay now with fresh tamarim. Tavolo bracha, kol hakavod. What's the problem? Achal bikurim. Mal b'shalem. Bikurim has the same that is truma, right? So it's called truma. And therefore, if the Tzar eats Bikurim, he's going to also pay term of homage, just as if he would have eaten Truma. Now the question is, according to Eliezer, who holds that you can pay Mimin al Sheino Mino, Bikurim is slightly more complex, because Bikurim are not brought from just any Mino, right? They're brought only from Yeshivas Amin. So the question over here is, also Bikurim, if he eats Bikurim, Mao, Mishalem, according to Rebbe Eliezer, can he also now, in this case, be Mishalem Mino, Al She'eno Mino, So does he have to pay back Dhaka? Okay, fine, it could be Mishenamina, but at least it would have to be as Hakodesh, something that's worth to be Bikurim. So it would have to be the Meshivas Amina. So do we say as Hakodesh means something that's worth to be Truma? It could be anything. But yeah, that's our question. Achal Anavi. So how is that according to Rabbi Akiva? And Rabbi Akiva holds you can only pay with the same mean. How about Yayin? What's the relationship of Yayin and Anavim? Is that the same thing? Is Zaytim the same thing as Shema? What is he ate Zaytim Shalom Shema? How about Ochal Chala? How about if he eats now Chala, which is also considered to be Truma? And there's a din of paying Karen Rechol Mishana. So what would you be allowed to pay back there? Maoshi Shalem Mipeirot Shalo Heviyu Shlish. Would you be allowed to pay back from things that are not yet ripe? Because if you had eaten truma, then they're not chayav in truma. Something that hasn't grown shlish yet is never chayav. But how about by challah? Because she came peirot shaloi viu shlish chayav in b'challah. We'll see later on in Mesechus Challah that even though it's not roi l'truma, but since it is roi l'bo l'day chimut, it's considered to be a dog, and therefore you're chayav and chal on it. So would you be able now to pay back the payroads that I could have ground up to make flour, to be able to make a dough that would be royal of all the day shimut? Ochal bikurim maush yeshalem b'mechubar l'karka. You can have bikurim nikim b'mechubar l'karka. There's another question over here about truma. Something that's b'chubar l'karka, obviously you can't pay a truma because it's not shayach to klal the truma. And we said it has to be a dover roi liyash kodesh. Mashen came by bikurim. The kohen can be kona is bikurim even while there's still makavar b'chubar l'karka, they become bikurim. That's the whole thing. You just tie your thing to it and that it becomes bikurim then. Now certainly you can't pay back. It's very interesting because here these are extensions of truma. But if we extend the dinim of truma to them, then it means that we're going to have to pay back from things that are roi to truma and not roi to the thing that we're actually paying back for, bikurim b'chala, as the case may be. So that's basically our question. Revolving the Shem Rabbanan the Taman says that Zot Omeret, the Mishnah that says that you have to wait over here for Matzai Shviyat, is telling us she'ein mishalmi miperot kutlar, certainly saying that you can't pay back the same fruit from peros kutlar, because peros kutlar also are pucker from trumasamaisin, and therefore, even though it's the same bean, and it's available now during Shemitah, it's not going to help you to pay back with, because it's not the question of the mean, it's the question of the specific plan. It's not Roy, it's not Roy Leo's cousin. The Korah, so Ein Mishalmi Miperos Kutlar. Well, not necessarily, man, because Afilu Tema, even if you hold that the Mishnah would agree that Mishalmi from Peros Kutlar, maybe the Mishnah was written before Rebbe Tetzer, Atzlo Yikir Rebbe Lehebi Yerik Mishkutlar Kutlar. Because before you were able to bring your Akot Mishkutlar Kutlar, which they were gozer on, because we were afraid of Tuma Teres Amin that would be attached to the third that was going to be brought in, so they made a gzera mishum gush of kutzlaret. And then we saw before that when Rebbe saw that there were plenty of pairs of kutzlaret anyway, and that people were going out to bring in and so on, so he was mad to bring it in. Okay, so maybe our mission is talking about before that happened, and therefore, what's it going to say? Pay from kutzlaret. You're not allowed to bring in from kutzlaret. How can you pay from kutzlaret? But maybe in a finami, maybe afterwards, the Mishnah would never have said that you have to wait until Matzai Shviyat. So that doesn't prove anything. Ava, Mishnah Yitra Rabbi Lavi Yarek Mekutvar Atzvar, then it would be long. Fine. Now furthermore, Lo Amar Elek Yishulim, Dover Hu Shehu Perot Yisur. Now notice that the Mishnah only said about waiting for Matzai Shviyat, something which is Otzer mitam tzrichim, which kishur is an example of a yirak, and yirak otzer otzer mishum tzrichim. Aval, but in choosing this example, it avoids talking about a pri. Why? Because a pri
would be mutter mitam svichin, and then it would be perot heter. Over there, lo, over there it doesn't say you have to wait until the pleasure. No, not necessarily. Apilu, it should say, apilu perot heter. It would have been the same thing, perhaps, even with something that was mutter mitam svichin. Because she'im at omar is going to tell me that it's mutter, then lo nimta lokeach kardomi dmei shviyat. Isn't this essentially saying that you would be allowed to use money for shviyat to buy a hatchet with? Because over here too, and that's not what Rabbi is saying, because the mitzvah is clear of the pair of shviyat. And that's what you'd be doing over here, you'd be paying off a debt with the mei shviyat, which you can't do that, because that's called Torah, which you can't aim mishama mitachot with mei shviyat. So therefore, I mean, the truth is that this is a little bit misleading, because there's three separate problems involved over here. One is this feeling. One is this karma. But the other one is Hefker. And that's the Roy Leon Kedesh. So this really is dependent on the machlokes that we had earlier as to whether Lekit Shikopeya or elements of Hefker would be included. And in the shiva of whether the Chachomim Matirin, did that mean only the last two cases of Matirin? Or did it mean even the original cases of Lekit Shikopeya, which were brought to that was the question how to understand the Mishnah. So this is making the assumption that, okay, the Hefker part's not a problem, because you would be able to pay. The only problem is the Skoro part or the Svikin part. And so in the Mela, you can't bring a Raya, all the Gemara things, you can't bring a Raya that it's only because of Svikin. And therefore, you should be able to now say, aha, but you see that you would be allowed, and there would be no problem, even though it's Hefker, and bring a Raya back to how to understand that Mishnah. No, because obviously there's going to be a problem with the Skoro. Everybody's motivated to that. So clearly you can't bring a riot from something that, even if it had said the other case, there would have been another issue involved, right? Hadranallah, oh, called Truma Belimed. That ends Perek Shishi, now going into Perek Shri. Says Perek Shri Halacha Aleph. Ha'ochel Truma Mezid. Mishalem et Akeren, and Mishalem et Akomesh. So now, until now we've been talking about somebody who eats Truma Shogeg, which is a whole new parsha in the Torah. That has nothing to do with Gozel, except indirectly. And it's the same then even if it's your own. And the only question is there is Machadish and New Halacha of replacing Truma by bringing Kulin Mitukanim, handing them back to the coin, or being Miyakit them as the case may be. That was the Machlokas we had earlier, whether it was Bishas Afrash or Bishas Mitina. And all of that, including Halacha of adding a Chomish, that is all because of a new din of Achila B'Shogeg. But somebody is found, he steals Truma. He's Truma B'Nezid. So over there, there's a din of Tashlumin Karen, not Kodesh. And the Tashlumin in that case have nothing to do with making something Kodesh B'Chulim, Michulim. And therefore, Imrat Zakrin Mimchol Mokar, it's a civil issue. You don't get a Kapora on any Truma B'Nezid. The Zaru is Truma B'Nezid, it's Chayav Nisa. And there's no simple way out of that. Now, Taman Tamina, we learn in the Mishnah Maseches Makos, Elohim Halokim. So it lists all of the cases over there, including the Tamina, including over there someone who slept with his sister. And yet, it also says, Tamina, Elohim Arochi Yeshlem Knat, and it mentions Haba Al Akoto. So now, that would mean mishalem. I mean, you can't both get malchus and also mishalem. So how can one Mishnah say these are the things you get malchus for, sleeping with your sister, and then it should say someone who rapes his sister paid? How does he pay? If you get malchus, then he doesn't pay. If he pays, he doesn't get malchus. No, in lokin mishalem. Read right. Omer of Yochanan Litzgadim, he admits me. So the truth is that they're not talking about the same case, but about different sides of the same issue. What's the Litzgadim? In Hitrubo, if you gave the guy Hatra'ah, so then he would get Malchus and not be Mishalim. In Lo Hitrubo Mishalim. However, if you never gave him Hatra'ah, so then he's not Loka, He says, he's not loka. The Mishnah Shiva is talking about that he's Mishalim. So they're talking about a rape without Asra. And you're Mokhriya to pay like anybody else. Now, so for Rabbi Yochanan and Neymar, the Mokhra Makos for Tashlumin, Rabbi Yochanan's assumption was, therefore, that if there was a question of being high of both Malkus and Tashlumin, then you would get Malkus Bein HaMishalim. I mean, that's clearly what he's saying. He's saying, in a case where I gave him Asra, like it says in Malkus, in Mesechus Malkus, the din would be Elohim Alokin, and not Elohim Mishalim. And therefore, it's clear that Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you're high of two things, Malkus and Tashlumin, then if you're really high of Malkus, that cancels the Tashlumin, and not the other way around. Now, why don't we say the Alakev Yishalim? Because the Torah says Kidei Rishato. Rishato means Rishachat Atam Mechayvo. The Iatam Mechayvo Shei Rishayot. You cannot be Mechayev a person who dual Rishayot in the same action. Okay, but who's to say that it's this way? Maybe Yishalim V'lo Yalakev. Maybe we should say that it should be the other way around. Let him pay and not get Malkus. I don't know if he should get Malkus and not pay, if this is the only raya that Rav Yochanan has from the pasuk. Well, that's because the mechayve shtei rishayot akutuv medaber. When the pasuk says over here, b'chdei rishato, k'dei rishato, like yiko ha-shofet, today we shall tell. What is it talking about over here? The pasuk is talking about someone who is mechuyev two times for a malchus, right? Because it says v'yitzilo hashofet v'yikol lepanav kidei rishatov b'mitzvah. It says over here that kidei rishatov, the mashmaot is he was really chayev for more than one malchus, but you can only be mechuyev them once. Even though there was a number of different things to be Machiav and on. The thing given that Malkus, in which case, the Pasuk is stressing the Malkus that you're supposed to give him. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omer, Afilo Lo Yisrobo, Eino Mishalim. Shimon ben Lakish says that it's not dependent in getting Hasra. Because even if you were a Shogeg, where there is no Malkus, the din is that chayve malchikos shagogin are pshurim etashlumin. That's a din of like Kamlai ben Rabbi. If somebody did something that he was chayve mita on, even though he isn't really going to be killed because he wasn't given hasra, but then he doesn't pay anyway. Says Rish Lakish is exactly the same thing when it comes to malchus. Even though he doesn't get the malchus, he still is not going to pay. Me'akra she'ilu hisruba hayaloke. Because since if you had given him Malkus, he would have been Loka. Therefore, even if you don't be master him, he's still not going to pay. Now, that means that the Mishnah is arguing the race was. The Mishnah says, Elu Na'arot, Shiyishlan Tzvot. Now, certainly, Elo Yisrove, in that case, I mean, certainly, if you would have been master him, would he not have gotten Malkus? Of course, he would have gotten Malkus, right? It says, B'Perish Elo Yinalokin Abachas Alachotot. So Mamela, he can't answer that we're talking about a case where you weren't Matra him. Because according to Rish Lakish, I feel below Yisrobo, since if we had Yisrobo, he would have been Mishalim. So wouldn't he be Loka? Indeed, yes. So about Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish holds Matnisa should take Rabbi Meir. He holds that the mission, Elu Myers, is going according to Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir Omer, Loka or Mishalim, that according to him, since, as we just saw recently above Messiah, since by Hagen Zamanim, he owes Lokum Mishalim, here too he also owes Lokum Mishalim. That's why it says, Elu Na'ar Sheshvan Tzah. Because over there, even if you had given him Asron, if you were given him Malkus, he would have had to pay his Tzah. But I wasn't talking, when I was saying that you don't get Malkus to such a woman, I was going to leave it at Chachomim, then in Lokum Mishalim. I was saying, I'll leave it at Chachomim, there's no difference whether you gave him Asron or you didn't give him Asron. So that's the Machlokus for Shlokish and Rav Yochanan. Rabbi Abu, the shame, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, Min hamotzi shemra lamad Rabbi Meir. Where did Rabbi Meir get this halacha that your chayev both Malkus and Tashlumin? From Motzi Shemra. Motzi Shemra says the fair, va'anshu oto. The Van Shuato refers to Mama. Right? That's referring to the Neyakata. The Yisruoto, and then it says at the end of Yisruoto, Yisruoto refers to giving him Malka. So you see, that says Rebbe Meir, it starts with a fish. You give them both Malka, then Tashuot. Rabban and Amnon, Rabban and say, you're right. But we can't learn out from there to go off Herakula. Because L'chibu Shor Yatza HaMot Yishema, the whole din of the Chibu HaMot Yishema is a Chiddush Gomer, and you cannot be utilizing a Chiddush to tell me the din of local Meshalim in Kol HaKul. Because the din is that Ein L'Meidim in HaKiddush, what's the Chiddush? Therefore Ein L'Meidim in Menu. But the Shibachol Matom Ein Adam Mitchayev V'Diburo, normally, you can't be Mekhayev a person for saying something anyway. Nothing. Give me Mekhayev. Not Mormon and not Malkin. And the Moshi Shema didn't do a darn thing. I mean, all he did was talk. You ever heard of being Mekhayev? Somebody for talking. So therefore, Shem Sha'im L'Meidim Imenu L'Davar Acher, do we use this as a model and say that a lav you will be Chayev on even without any Maisa? No, we don't. So in the same way, we don't use it as a model for that. Obviously the Torah doesn't mean for this to be a model, and we can't learn what the din would be. Lagabe, the din of Anisha for Mormon and for Malchus, either. The Lokin Amr of the Abu, the Shemesh Lokish, the Mezi, the Bechela, the Shoge, the Korban. Well, isn't it true that Rish Lokish himself is quoted as saying, we had this case before, somebody who's eating chaylev, the mazik, mamash. But he doesn't know that you'd be chayev if you were eating it. B'shogeg, he doesn't know you would be chayev on a carb. But the dinner over there is that he would be chayev, a shogeg, on the carb. In other words, there's a component of shogeg because he didn't know that he's chayev a carb and shogeg. But he did the Achil of the Maiden. Right, it's wild.
He did the Korb?
He didn't know that it was Achil of the Korb. Korb. Shagag of Korb. Yeah, we just had this before in the earlier parrot. He didn't know that if he would eat it, the Shagag would try it for Korb. So Rish Lakish said over there, and this seems not to work out with Rish Lakish and Shita over here, Rish Lakish said over there that you'd be chayav a carbon. So that turns out that Matrimbo, the loka, may be carbon. It's wild. You give him Malkus, because he's amazing. He accepts the Malkus. He accepts Asra, and therefore he gets Malkus. Nonetheless, he brings separately a carbon, because he holds that a carbon is called a shogeg, right? That part of it is a shogeg. You see that it's possible to bring Rish Lakish to both get Malkus, literally, nothing to do with Asra. To both get Malkus and to bring a carbon. So the same thing should be over here. Hakanami, Yelakevi, Yishalei. You said that unless you hold the Rabbi Meir, there's no din of Yelakevi, Yishalei. But Rish Lakish holds, even according to Rabbanu, you can bring a carbon and Loka. So why can't you be Loka and Yishalei too? Why are you dashing today Rishachat? The dash Rishachat over here also. How are you chayav two separate things? Malkus and a carbon. Interesting question, huh? Rabbi Bon Bachir, the Shemir Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, says, Shnei Dvarim Misurim Beitin, Atat Osei Sechavi. If you have two things that are in the hands of Bezdin, so you have Mom and Malkus, for instance, right? Both of them are in the hands of Bezdin and Mekayim. Kidei Rishato is referring to what Bezdin can do. So it's saying, Kidei Rishato, Kidei Rishachat Atat Mekayvo, Miata Mekayvo Mishum Shtei Rishayot, you can only be Mekayv on one of them. But what we're talking about over here of the Chiyuv of a carbon, Yatzada Varshu Matur L'Shamayim, the project is not discussing at all something which is in the hands of heaven. In other words, your Chiyuv of to be Yotzi Yedei Shamayim for bigger carbon. It's not talking about that. Over there, in Afinami, you still have your moral responsibilities of attaining Kapara. The Kapara has nothing to do with Kedei Risha Atan L'Chaybo. It's not a question of L'Chaybo. It's a question of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mechaybo, not Bezdin being Mechaybo. So you can't ask from Kidei Rishata.
Now, Hakol Modim She'in Mamone Tum Mita. Even if Rabbi Meir holds, and whether you hold it Rabbi Shlokas or Rabbi Yochanan, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says, well, it depends if you actually did give an atra, that's only in terms of Malkus. Certainly when it comes to the din of Chiyav Misa, that over there, a Chiyav Misa will never, even if it's Rishoge, and you never got atra, will never be B'chayav Yitashvon. Tichtiv, Umake Nefesh Be'ima Yishamena, Umake Adam Yumat. What is it telling you? That ma make behima lo kalakaba bain shoge bain mezid lakiyuv mamon. Just like by maka behima, an adam is muadli olam, and it makes no difference whether it was the mezid or the shoge, you will be makayin them to pay for what he did. Hat make adam lo kakalokbo bain the shoge bain the mezid litor. So too by maka adam, you can't say it depends on the context as to whether Lamaisa he was Chayav Misa or not in order to pater him from Tashlum. Meaning that even without Hatra'ah and even without an actual fee of Misa, the halacha is that he would be pater because of Kimla Dirabanich. The Map Liga, the only Maplokus that we have over here between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish is the moment it's the Maplokus. When it comes to a chiyuv of both Maman and Malkus, over there Rabbi Yochanan held that if there's a Lamaisa chiyuv of Malkus, then there's a Lamaisa Ptur of Maman. But if there's no chiyuv of Malkus, if there was no Hatzah, then there is a chiyuv of Maman. And that's what Shlaki said, it's no different than Chayvein Mitzvah Shogim. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein Maman Eitzel Mitah, but Yesh Maman Eitzel Malkus. Although from the pasuk we learn that there's no chiyuv of mamon by a chiyuv of misa even b'shoge. That's because the chiyuv of mamon doesn't exist there at all. Not that we don't impose it. But there is a chiyuv of mamon by a chiyuv of malchus, and therefore it's only where we're imposing the chiyuv of malchus that we don't impose the chiyuv of mamon. But if we cannot impose the chiyuv of malchus, so then we cannot impose the chiyuv of mamon. So then we can impose the chiyuv of mamon. Rav Shimon the Lakish on that, the shame shame mominates for Mizakat in mominates for Malkus. And the Rav Rish Lakish is saying, we learn out one from the other. The same way that we see that the Torah actually prompts you from the Tashlumi, because of the nature of the Aveir that you did, so too by Malkus, the Torah prompts you because of the nature of the Aveir that you did. And how do we know this? Rav Imi Bavloi, Shem Rabbanan, the Tamaim, explain how Rish Lakish knows this, because certain doesn't follow Mitzad HaTzvara. Taima, the Rish Lakish, the real reason is because he has a Gzeira Shava. And he uses the lashon of Risha. Ne'amar Resha, Bimukuyave Mitog. Ne'amar Resha, Bimukuyave Malkot. Because by Mitz it says, Me'asher Lotikat no Kot for the Nefesh Roseah. Asher hu rasha lamut. It uses the term rasha. And here too, by our sugya of kidei rishato, it says, v'haya im bin hakot harasha v'yipilo hashofet. Right? So that limit of rasha is what he learned. Ma rasha shenema b'mekuya v'emita. Just like when it says, asher hu rasha lamut, we learn the din of ein mamon oito mita from the pasuk of maka nefesh v'emo. Af rasha. So too do we learn the tour of Chayvei Malkus Shogigin from the Gzeira Shava to Chayvei Misa Shogigin. I think I will stop here. We need to catch up for anything else. My voice needs to be running down.